1988. Tonight I'm announcing we'll launch six more this year. Bipartisan bills in both houses could double the number of these hubs and the jobs they create. So get those bills to my desk. Put more Americans back to work. Let's work together to close those loopholes and those incentives to ship jobs overseas and lower tax rates for businesses that create jobs right here at home. This Congress needs to restore the unemployment insurance you just let expire for 1.6 million people.
All right, that was a big chunk of what the president had to say. It's about the money, isn't it, ultimately? And the promises and proclamations sounds good, but just doesn't work when you add it all up. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You may have your own spin or take or thoughts on what you heard in the State of the Union. If you listen to the State of the Union, we're going to let you hear the Republican response coming up a little later this hour to some of the key points that the president made throughout the hour that he dominated television. And I think of all the things that he talked about, all the things that he had to say throughout the speech, which a lot of it, a big chunk of it, concerned business and jobs and opportunities in America and why we're so great in innovation and where we're headed. And, oh, yeah, we could fix our broken immigration system. We could get immigration reform finally going. Let's get it done this year. It's time. And also that we should raise that minimum wage to $10.10. Congress just say yes. Last time around, the president asked for $9. That didn't work. Don't think $10.10 is going to work. And then there was a crazy spin on why shouldn't you have an IRA? Why not the MIRA? The Treasury Department is ready to roll it out and take your money, the MIRA. You can go there instead of one of the other places that are already out there spinning and going. And how much will that cost you? So it's pretty interesting now getting into the retirement business. And I think the gist of it was, this is America. Here's where we are. And this is where we can be. This is where we're headed. We have the belief and opportunity for everyone, if you work hard, you get ahead in America. Unfortunately, most Americans don't believe that to be true, which is why I think there were these kinds of proclamations. When you have an NBC poll that comes out, and I've referred to it a couple of times, that says 68% of the people polled feel that they are worse off now than ever in the last 10 years, that says something. And it says that people are not part of those unemployment statistics. Those numbers really aren't true. I mean, how many times can we bang our heads against the wall and talk about it? I'd love for someone to point that out. Well, how about the underemployed? How about the disenfranchised who just can't do it anymore? And they're relying on friends or charity or something else to keep them going, or they're depleting their savings, you know, whatever it might be. So we will certainly go through the State of the Union, tell you what the president had to say besides what you just heard there, a little bit of the long-term unemployment, pass the jobs bill, that kind of stuff, and talking about money, money, money. There were other moments related to that, too, including an emphasis on the equal pay for women and taking steps without legislation to expand more opportunity for American families. Now, there were some moments, where I would agree with what the president had to say. Here was one of them. One was when he talked about retraining the vets and their families so that they could have opportunity. They come back, there's nothing, and all of a sudden, who's hiring and where can I get a job? So he pointed out, and I don't know if this is an exact number, but 400,000 have been retrained. Now, the other side of that is how many of them they've been retrained. They were paid to get retrained. That's a good thing. But how many of them have actually gotten back to work. How many of them were able to find jobs as a result? It's a step in the right direction, so I can't knock them for that. So sure, if he wants to throw that out there, okay, I'll give him that. Certainly there's nobody who's going to disagree with that. When he said immigration reform, there were a lot of people that jumped up and applauded for it. Of course, everybody did, because what Republican is going to say, no, I don't want to deal with immigration? You know, it's easy to applaud that because there was nothing specific in it. Let's get it done. Let's get immigration reform done. I'm here to tell you that the next State of the Union, if they want to talk about immigration reform again, they can, because we're not going to have any immigration reform. It's not happening. Unless there is some kind of a bizarre twist of a bipartisan deal, and I don't see it. It hasn't happened for decades, and I don't think that all of a sudden that log jam is going to be broken, because it's the argument of pathway to citizenship. What does amnesty look like? What do you get charged with? How much money do you have to pay back? All that whole thing. And the fact that we really don't know what's happening at the borders, because you'd have to have a completely secure border to understand the numbers of people that are coming over or aren't coming over or whatever, what the true numbers are. And we don't have a way to do that. It's not like Disneyland where you're going through the turnstiles and you're counting everybody. You have a little clicker. Click, click, click. Oh, here we are. We're up to 18 million. Imagine that. We said it was 11 million. So, I mean, that's just the fact. That's the problem there. So I don't see it. I don't think we're going to have immigration reform at all. The other thing that was talked about again is innovation, how it's all about innovation. You know, the Googles. Google always gets mentioned. What's happened with Google? Yeah, a terrific company. But how many other people out there have the money to do the startups, to do what's necessary in an entrepreneurial sense to go to the heights of a Google, especially when you're talking about disincentives for small businesses? Healthcare is one thing that's handicapping some business, but there are other things. Taxes are handicapping some businesses. Too much red tape, too much regulation, but nothing was talked about there. Upward mobility has stalled was another big line that was thrown out. Upward mobility stalled, and that everybody, if you work hard, as I already mentioned, you should be able to get ahead in America. But the problem is, goes back to what I just said, the stranglehold, I believe, on too many of the small businesses, when, you know, how many small businesses are there in the United States? Over 50%, right? I always think it's way higher than that. I always say a crazy number, like 85%. Somebody told me that in D.C. once, because what's your definition of what a small business is? So there were moments during the State of the Union address when the president did acknowledge what the political climate was like in Washington. And he said, you know, that's why the immigration thing, let's get it done, that kind of thing. And there were other moments, too, that there's no question what the number one goal is for the White House. You got to ride on some coattails. When you're the president, that's expected. And they're trying to protect the Democratic majority in the Senate. So the goal is blocking Republicans from a six-seat gain, because that would definitely throw a big wrinkle in the president's policy agenda. All right, coming up next, we're going to break down the State of the Union with my pal Chris Salcido here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
All right, so here we are on America Tonight. We're handicapping what we think really went down in the State of the Union address. Chris Salcedo joins us. He's the host of the Chris Salcedo Show, heard on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern. He also, by the way, is the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society. Chris, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Great to be with you.
So let's just start off right at the top. If you were to give this a letter grade overall, this State of the Union, the fifth for President Obama, what grade would you give him?
You mean the State of the Union address?
Yeah.
I give it an R for repeat. It's the same old stuff we've been treated to for the last the previous four States of the Union. It was just more repackaged. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because this State of the Union was significantly smaller ball than Mr. Obama had done in past addresses.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'd say there wasn't anything concrete to hang on to, any big promises. Here's what we're doing. It was much smaller. Small ball is the right thing, I think, to say about this. Absolutely. It was like a repeat. Repeat and rinse. Repeat and rinse. The fifth time around. And, of course, the big thing overall, if we wanted to umbrella it, that he said right at the top pretty much, and this was the setup, is wherever and whenever, whatever he has to do, he is going to take the pen in hand and push his agenda through with executive orders. If he's got to use the executive order, he's going to do it. He's going to go it alone. This isn't a surprise. A lot of this we knew was coming down the pike. But what do you think the overall reaction to it is?
Well, I think the Republicans are not going to roll over and just allow him to do it. But I think it says an awful lot about the Mr. Obama's confidence in Democrats. I mean, I think this is a signal to the entire country that they ought not vote for Democrats in the upcoming election, especially Senate Democrats, because Mr. Obama is constantly saying he has to bypass them, so apparently they're not effective. So I don't think anyone should be voting for a Democrat this next time around, because the current occupier of the Oval Office is just desiring to bypass them all the time. Apparently, we need a new crop.
Yeah, no matter what, even my own teammates, I'm going to have to just go around those teammates. That's what we have to do. We have to do it. We have like a baseball theme going on here. Okay, and the other thing, keeping with the baseball theme, the other thing, one of the big things he said is that he's going to approve an increase in the minimum wage for the new federal contract workers from $7.25 an hour to $10.10. Already said there's a bill out there, and boom, let's get it done, let's get it through. Where do you think this goes?
Well, it's going to be a negligible effect. I mean, he's already bloated the federal establishment to unheard of heights, and now there's going to be trimming, so there won't be that much hiring in the federal establishment, you know, minus another big bureaucracy he might create. But, you know, it may surprise you to know that as a conservative, I'm in favor of wage increases. Unfortunately for liberals and Democrats, I just don't think it's up to the government to do it. I believe in this little thing called supply and demand. The way you create a demand for higher wages is you create a demand for labor. So as people are needed in the workforce, their wages will naturally go up. That is the ebb and flow of the market system. Unfortunately, we have an economy that's being suppressed by the current occupier of the Oval Office and his party.
Yeah, it's capitalism. You know it. I know it. It's about capitalism. Let's see capitalism work and get it going in the right direction. And part of that, and part of the problem is, as you know, is the stranglehold on small businesses. Now, right at the top of what he had to say, the president talked about getting rid of loopholes and bringing jobs back to the states and lowering taxes. But, you know, we've heard that before, too. So what are the specific outlines of this? What are the specific proposals to get this done? I think this is part of what you said at the top, more of that repeat. Do you?
Right. There are no specifics. I think I saw a stat. I was watching some news today that basically said of the 98 proposals in the last State of the Union, Mr. Obama had managed to get action done on two of them. That's not a very good stat. It was either 65-2 or 98-2 or something like that. Just a terrible percentage of Mr. Obama's agenda being able to push through. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy to see his agenda thwarted, because as Mr. Obama's agenda succeeds, America suffers.
Yeah, boy, I agree. And this whole problem goes back to government, too big, and not enough ways to fund this sucker, of course, and that's part of the problem.
Sure.
When we talk about taxes, that's the taxes that go trickle down to all of us, really. I thought it was interesting, Senator Lee, Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, who delivered the Tea Party response, he said that Americans face that inequality crisis, because that was one of the things the president talked about, but he said it's because of the government. So this ultimately is what we get back to here again. That was the thing that was like the elephant in the room that really wasn't discussed, but that's what, if you're paying attention at home, that's what really this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Obama was very good at decrying the situation in the country that has gone so badly. Income inequality has gone the wrong direction. Opportunity has gone the wrong direction. What he neglected to mention in his speech is that he's been in the Oval Office for the last 5 years. It's all as a result of his tenure, of his overseeing of the economy. He's driving it into the ground. His political ideology, and I believe his own personal narcissism, prevents him from seeing his culpability in this. Fortunately for conservatives and America, the general population does not ignore the fact that the president of the United States is not inconsequential to the success of the country, and they are holding him finally responsible for the damage he's doing.
Yeah, because you see the polls, how he's so down in the polls and overall across the board, how Americans feel the direction the country is going is putrid, to say the least. It's the numbers.
Well, did you see the C poll?
Yes.
It was compared to when Barack Obama became president. Do you think the country is better off, worse off, or in the same place? 68% of Americans said they were worse off or in the same place as when Obama took office. That says something. Not even a third of the country believes that we're better off. And, well, they happen to be right. And to circle back around to the tax code, I mean, you realize that thing is 70,000 pages deep. And it was Benjamin Carson, I think, that basically said, there is none of us alive here in the United States that can fully comply with that monstrosity, courtesy of our federal overseers. I think that, I mean, the president paid lip service to tax reform, but really, he and his party have no desire to get anything done. They like it obscure. They like to be able to find loopholes to sick the IRS on their political opponents, which they've been doing with regularity, which they plan on doing once again in the 2014 election cycle.
Yeah, well said. I agree. More IRS agents, too, as you know, because of Obamacare, 5,000 more specifically just to go after people who don't sign up for health care. And speaking of health care, it was mentioned, but I was surprised. Maybe I wasn't surprised. There was no mea culpa about, oh, geez, slow rollout, but look what we've done now. There was a woman in the audience that was there in the chambers that he pointed out that thank goodness she had it because 1 week later and she would have been bankrupt. And a few broad strokes about healthcare, but not very much. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised because of how it was botched. It had to be mentioned, but then he kind of moved on, do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think because the country's figured out that before Obamacare, 85% of the country was happy with what they had. And there was, if you believe the government's numbers, 15% of the population that needed help. And actually, I believe it's... You know, the number that's trotted out there is 30 million, but of those 30 million, about half of them actually wanted health insurance and couldn't afford it. So it's closer to 12 to 15 million. Anyway, I don't think it was an accident that he avoided talking about this topic because it's really an albatross around the Democrats' neck because what has happened is that we've turned the entire healthcare system on its ear to the benefit of people like that woman in the gallery that Mr. Obama pointed out. That's about 15% of the nation at the expense and the misery of 85% of the nation. Mm-hmm. That's not a good electoral strategy in my view.
No, I agree with you. Hey, we only have like a minute and change left, but this was a big one. Immigration reform, we're finally going to get it done. And there's a lot of applause for that, but again, nothing specific, and we've been hearing about this for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, and he kept it ambiguous because the Republicans are trying to work through something because they bought some concerted propaganda from the last election that they thought they needed to make some inroads and just put something up there for window dressing. You know, the reason why I believe that Republicans aren't serious is because who do they go to for advice on immigration? They went to John McCain's flacky. They didn't come to like my organization, like the Conservative Hispanic Society, or somebody who would be invested in an immigration system reform that would benefit America. No, they went to some political hack. I just think it's window dressing, and just so they can't be blamed for being racist in the next election. I don't think the Republicans are sincere at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Chris Salcido, we'll be listening to you and watching what your organization is doing. Keep up the good work. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheath you. Her best has just squeeze you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit troubles in the side. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I said we would have the response from the Republicans. We played in a previous hour the Tea Party response, and that was Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah. This time it's a Republican from Washington, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, who focused in on a couple of things. Year of Action, the health care law was one of the things, and turning backs on some Americans, and what does it all mean? I wanted you to hear it. So here is the Congresswoman.
What an honor it is for me to be with you after the President's State of the Union. Tonight, we honor America, a nation that has witnessed the greatest rise of freedom and opportunity our world has ever seen. A nation where we are not defined by our limits, but by our potential. And a nation where a girl who worked at the McDonald's drive-thru to help pay for college can be with you from the United States Capitol. But the most important moments right now aren't happening here. They're not in the Oval Office or in the House chamber. They're in your homes, kissing your kids goodnight, figuring out how to pay the bills, getting ready for tomorrow's doctor's visit, waiting to hear from those you love serving in Afghanistan, or searching for that big job interview. After all, we the people have been the foundation of America since her earliest days. People from all walks of life and from all corners of the world. People who come to America because here, no challenge is too great and no dream too big. That's the genius of America. Tonight, the president made more promises that sound good, but won't actually solve the problems facing Americans. We want you to have a better life. The president wants that too. But we part ways when it comes to how to make that happen. So tonight, I'd like to share a more hopeful Republican vision, one that empowers you, not the government. It's one that champions free markets and trusts people to make their own decisions, not a government that decides for you. It helps working families rise above the limits of poverty and protects our most vulnerable. And it's one where Washington plays by the same rules that you do. It's a vision that is fair and offers the promise of a better future for every American. If you would have told me as a little girl that I would one day put my hand on the Bible and be sworn in as a 200th woman to serve in the House of Representatives, I wouldn't have thought it possible. I grew up working on my family's orchard and fruit stand in Kettle Falls, a small town in eastern Washington, getting up before dawn with my brother to pick apples. My dad drove a school bus, and my mom worked as a part-time bookkeeper. They taught me to work hard, help others, and always, always dream for more. So when I showed my 4-H animals at the county fair, my parents used to say to me, "Kathy, you need to save this money so you can go to college one day." And so I did. I saved, I worked hard, and I became the first in my family to graduate from college. The chance to go from my Washington to this one was unexpected. I came to Congress to help empower people, not politicians, to grow the working middle class, not the government, and to ensure that everyone in this country can find a job. Because a job is so much more than a paycheck. It gives us purpose, dignity, and the foundation to build a future. I was single when I was elected, but it wasn't long before I met Brian, a retired Navy commander, and now we have 3 beautiful children, one who was born just 8 weeks ago. Like all parents, we have high hopes and dreams for our children, but we also know what it's like to face challenges. 3 days after our son was born, Cole, we got news no parent expects. Cole was diagnosed with Down syndrome. The doctors told us he could have endless complications, heart defects, even early Alzheimer's. They told us all the problems. But when we looked at our son, we saw only possibilities. We saw a gift from God. And today, we see a 6-year-old boy who dances to Bruce Springsteen, who reads above grade level, and who is the best big brother in the world. We see all the things he can do, not those he can't. And Cole and his sisters, Grace and Bren, have only made me more determined to see the potential in every human life. That whether we're born with an extra 21st chromosome or without a dollar to our name, we are not defined by our limits, but by our potential. Because our mission, not only as Republicans, but as Americans, is to once again ensure that we are not bound by where we come from, but empowered by what we can become. That is the gap Republicans are working to close. It's the gap we all face between where you are and where you want to be.
Perfect way to end what the Congresswoman had to say, making her points, talking about the future, talking about her own personal life and kids, sharing the story. And, you know, weaved in the middle of that, you have to think in the back of your head, ooh, doctors. You know, in the State of the Union address, one thing that wasn't hit upon too much was Obamacare and the rollout of Obamacare, not very much in fact. A few things, a few mentions of it, talking about the that Americans can't be dropped or denied coverage for pre-existing conditions, that kind of thing, and adding years to Medicare's finances and keeping the premiums flat and all that kind of stuff. But what's interesting is, and I know a lot about this, and many of you know about this because we've talked about it in the past, the basic premium remained the same this year. It was $104.90. It increased by $5 a month in 2013. It was up from $99 and change in 2012. So the health care law raised Medicare premiums for upper income beneficiaries, and both the president and Republicans are proposing to expand that. And ultimately, this is a problem for, you know, with this coverage, it's a problem for people who are on those tight fixed incomes. So saying that we added years to the finances, we kept the premiums flat, we lowered the prescription costs, I'd say talk to some people who are really having a hard time scraping it together, and it's not quite what it seems it is. And I think the tug of war over health care is not going anywhere. It's staying. The president took a jab at the Republicans, saying that there were some bumps in this, and that if you talk to some Republicans, they're trying to, you know, try to change it, but it should just stay, blah, blah, blah. However, I think that we're going to see that there is going to be a push to absolutely amend it. There has been. It hasn't gone anywhere at this point. Excuse me. But don't be surprised that that rallying cry only gets a little bit stronger. It's not going to get any weaker. Trust me. All right. One of the major themes, too, at the State of the Union was this idea of retirement. The whole idea of this is the American opportunity, retirement, health care. Pretty much it was like this is the portrait of an American. At the start of the State of the Union, the president talked about teachers and the jobs that have been created, the auto workers and fuel-efficient cars, the 12 long years of the war finally coming to an end, which was one of the first standing ovations. And that's why the citizens of make up the State of the Union. It's so, so strong. So I think that was the idea, painting the picture of America and Americans and where we're at. And the curveballs in the speech included, as I mentioned, the MIRA. It sounded funny when the president said it. It sort of didn't come out right. It's this starter retirement accounts for employees of companies that don't have the plans. He's saying that he would do this by executive order. He would direct the Treasury Department to create them. But there weren't a lot of details on this. I tried to scrape some of them together, and I could not find them. So what? Employees have to contribute part of their money to the savings accounts, and then is that backed by the government? What is the incentive to do the MIRA? What is the guarantee? What kind of a return? And that's what the president said, that you could build a nest egg and there would be no risk of losing what you put in. So about half of Americans are employed by companies that don't have retirement plans. The Brookings Institute put those statistics out a couple of years ago. And there are ways to put into accounts already now through other companies. So I'd be curious as to what that means. What is the MIRA going to look like in the end? I can't wait to hear some of the financial people break it down. All right, coming up on the flip side, believe it or not, we got weather to deal with. Thousands of flights canceled. Where are we talking about? Would you believe the South? Some of the gory details next.
Yeah. great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Opportunity to do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Later in the show, of course, we'll have the mailbag. A lot of people sending in emails, a flurry of them. In fact, late into the evening. But let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Superman was flying high atop Metropolis, and he looks down, and he sees Wonder Woman sunning herself with no clothes on but her boots and her sunglasses. He says, wow, I'd like to get some of that. So he flies down and says, boom, 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 and zoom, he was gone. And Wonder Woman stood up on her elbows, and she says, what the hell was that? And the Invisible Man says, I don't know, but my butt's killing me.
You were dying to tell me that. I love it.
Yes, I was. You know where I got that one?
Where?
I stole it from Hollow Man.
That's even better. Oh, brutal.
Well, I couldn't watch that, but I've caught excerpts from what you said and from what your guest spoke about and from the answer that the Republicans gave. This little communist has absolutely no clue how to run a country or a business or anything else. He's just spouting the Lewinsky line of, bigger, more government to solve all your problems, blah, 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 blah. And with the Democratic Party in power in the Senate, he has stopped any Republican bills being put through. The Republicans have come up with over 100 bills to try to advance job training, job promotion, less taxes, things of that nature, and they will not let any of those bills come to the floor in the Senate. So what we need is a change in the Senate, as far as I'm concerned, or we're not going to be able to right the ship. If Obama gets the Congress and the Senate in his power, you're going to see him try to rule as a king, not as a president. And he is not a king. He was elected as president. He holds elective office. And his idea of using executive orders to further his agenda can amount to impeachment, because we have a constitution and he's already violated it enough times that we can bring him up on charges and throw him out of office.
Yeah, some of the Republicans are starting to really spout that a lot more.
Well, I've got a congressman right here in my area. I told him if he didn't do something about impeaching Obama, I wasn't going to vote for him. So we primaried him, and the guy that's running against him is going to win. And he says when he gets there, if Obama starts his stuff there, he will file impeachment charges against him.
Yeah, I think there's some people that I think the one you're mentioning, that's just one. There's several around the country that are saying the same thing if they're elected. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects the elections, Dan. Thanks for the call. Hey, don't forget, we've got our Nail the Score coming up. It's a special day for it. It's coming up in our next hour, the last two segments, next hour, last two segments for Nail the Score. Super Bowl doesn't get any bigger than that, so maybe you'll be able to pick the right side. Is it going to be Denver? Is it going to be Seattle? Who wins the Super Bowl and what's the final score? So, once again, sports and politics very much alike in handicapping the races. Who's going to win in these midterm elections that are coming up? There's some newcomers. And what Dan's saying is people are tired of it, and it's all in the presentation. And so the presentation of, well, the executive orders have been used, in fact, have been used by presidents to the tune of even more than what Obama, believe it or not, has used the executive orders. But it's the way and what they're talking about. And I think that that is stuck in the crawl of enough Republicans that there may be a few people that decide they're going to do that. It may go nowhere, but they're going to take the action of at least filing it. So we'll see. I mean, are we going to see a transformation with energy? Are we going to see a transformation with minimum wage? Are we going to see a transformation with equal pay? You know, there were some very broad strokes or platitudes or whatever that were part of the State of the Union address. Now, it's always fun to do this, and I have saved a transcript of the State of the Union, marked it so I wouldn't lose it, and we're going to come back to it in a year and see how many of those things actually came close to happening, were debated, whatever, and I guarantee at least four or five for sure, the immigration reform, I'd be stunned. I would be absolutely stunned if we saw that immigration reform happened. And what does that look like? And that's the problem. The versions of immigration reform don't really match the reality of what we have going on here in the United States. I mean, it's very easy, if I were playing to a particular crowd, to say, depending on what part of the country I was in, that, sure, let's, you know, we're going to try to do everything we can to bring rights to the people that have been here in the United States and who are, you know, this whole line about they're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. And I mean, those are great things to say to the right crowd, or on the other side of it, to say something completely opposite. And that's the problem. You get down to it. Good luck trying to come up with a policy when we don't have secure borders. I mean, it's not even about paranoia and terrorists sneaking in or any of that. It's just about the fact that we do not have secure borders, particularly to the south. And with that being a problem with the swinging gates, how do you really have a policy that stands up? I don't see how you create a policy that would work, that is bulletproof, so to speak. I don't think so. I think there's big problems with that. All right, I promised I would get to the weather. I want to make sure I do that. Of course, we have focused so much on the State of the Union address, and many of you, and I'm sure there are people out there that like what the president had to say, and many of you don't like what the president had to say. Regardless, a lot of you have sent your feelings to me via the magic of the Al Gore internet, so we will check our email. We will check the mailbag coming up in another hour. And also, as I mentioned, don't forget we have Nailed the Score coming up. But in the South, boy, it is a nightmare. In Georgia, for example, the temperatures, the ice is wreaking havoc with so many people. There are roads that are closed down, 1,000 cancellations of flights through Chicago, through Atlanta, which Atlanta is our biggest airport. It's just it's an absolute winter weather mess. It's like we have a big wheel, and you spin the wheel, and whose turn is it this time? A deep, deep freeze. There were kids that were stuck on a bus, 50 kids that were stuck on I guess more than one bus, on buses. There are all kinds of things that happened in Georgia. It was so bad. And Alabama, terrible. Terrible in trying to figure out what to do with cars that they had to ditch beside some of these treacherous roads. And people couldn't reach their children at school. Drivers camped out at gas stations because they didn't have a way to get home. So this was a very, very bad storm. That's why the Alabama governor, Robert Bentley, just said, look, people, you need to stay home. Stay there. Stay home. Conditions are terrible here. We've got gridlock. Offices shut down. And there was just so many cars on the roadway that people got stuck. And they just gave up. If they could get out of the car and start walking, that's exactly what they did. So what do? You got to send in the National Guard to try to help the people who were stuck in the cars. Try to keep them in the cars, by the way, and not walking, because that was even a worse case scenario. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.